This is day 1715. Today we're supposed to be doing Chosh and Mishpat, Simon Shin Ayin Ches Sif Vav to Tesva, but we did Vav yesterday in order to finish in Indian, so we're starting from Zayin. So we'll do Zayin to Tesva. Zayin, because I've been able to receive the Gimel. He says, he writes, Hay Olam Islam, somebody's going up a ladder, but Nishmat, the Shlev of the Tachta. And a rung slipped from underneath him. Vinafal, and he fell, visiting damage. If the rung was not firmly embedded and strong, chayav, you're liable. Vivayis chazaka mudekas, if it was firm and strong, munishmata, and it slipped, oitlia, oshitlia got wormy. Harei she zepot your exam. Shizu makabide shamayimi. This is a blow at the hand of heaven. Chenko chayzim said anything similar kind of shana. Vizal shana Rambam. The language of the Rambam, Michal Shreva Mazik, Rabbi Abbas Yosef, that was the language of the Rambam, Rabbi Abbas Yosef, Elech Shitoso, and Abbas Yosef follows his opinion. The Rambam played the Bonus Gomer, the Rambam also exempts in absolute onus. Pisaz Shabbat, the Rambam, Kliavi Onus Gomer, makes it work so well, because he even got wormy, that's an absolute onus. Afim Mashkosah, the Bishnah, we wrote, that's a Magid Vashach, according to Magid and the Shach, he wrote in Siv Gimel, that this type of case, onus is really chayev. It's absolute act of heaven. So I'm seeing a case here. Yeshua learned, but the Bible, it's hard to understand why he's exempt the tliya if it came, if it got wormy. Project. Besides, it's all difficult. Masha Baslo, Makabi Deshon, winning by got wormy. It's a blow down of heaven. I read a lily rose. He means say, well, again, you can check. If I see, look, a rabbit's out. The rabbit already comes and says, Raman, he's honest. Okay, he's honest. Come, look, I'm going to say, but Chayab, this is one of the type of onus for which you're liable. The members of Tosat Fus. Wow. Shulchan says it's a mistake in the Rambam and in the Tur. So the Ma'im lo itliya, if it didn't become wormy, that's from the Bach. The Vizet Vade came shlo yashum siba, only in that case, where there's no reason whatsoever, havi makab de shamayim, it would be a blow to the hands of heaven. Avo bitliya chayv le Rambam. But itliya, if it came wormy, you're taka chayv. According to Rambam. And it says, the brackets came out shum makos, zayin on the base. Seems to be simple shalik warm. Ches, Kosa Rabbeinu, Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef writes, nothing that God can see, he fell off a roof and you damaged, Chayav Hashem, that's a show, you have to pay full damages. Beis Yosef, Baruch, say whether you fell in a normal wind, Beis Yosef, or you fell in a particularly strong gust, an abnormal wind. Kosa Rabbeinu, Ramah, the Talmud Ramah writes, the reason is called, Meshum, don't make it on his gomers, I could consider it absolute honest. Have a tour, Kosa, but the tour writes, the Ruach, Sheinu Mitzuya, if it's a wind which is not prevalent, it was a particularly strong gust out of nowhere. You're potter, Tonus, who you are onus. Fimash Kazad, that's Ram Chayv Bonus Gomor. But according to that which we say in the Rambam, Chayv even Bonus Gomor. So that you should be Chayv as well. Rabbeinu Ramo, the Ramo says it's not an onus Gomor. Zelrova Poskin, the Pacha Bonus Gomor. That's according to most Poskin who say onus Gomor is Taka Potter. Let's just say the Rambam guys, let's really got the Rambam, Rambam Sula Kain, Kadas, the Bada, Kadas, and it's possible that the Rambam holds that the Rambam holds also that way, as his opinion of Bishyasib. The Torah says, it's not so much Kosav, Simon Tov Chafalv, but the Torah is absolutely contradictory to that which he says in Simon Tov Chafalv, the Benezim Chayev and damages the Chayev Apiru Shein Mitzuya, even though it's not a prevalent wind. Yeshua says that those who wrote the Torah so far wrote the Torah. There's a mistake in the Torah. Taka chayv. Yeshua says that those who distinguish between when he fell on a when he fell on person, from vessels, from ainol yafla dina doesn't work out well. La locha, even though it's the bach and taz. Yeshua says that one of those who say to become myrish and nafal by his grammar, he fell in absolute oinus. Vishom lo myr by his grammar there in tough chaf aleph. It's not talking about oinus grammar. It's the bach. Pesach das base oven having oinus grammar. Well, according to this, we have to know what exactly defines oinus grammar. Base oven lo myr oinus grammar. What is not oinus grammar? The MSU, it could be the truth is Shomayer Begag She'elo Ma'ke. It's about a roof which has no parapet, has no fence. Much because I'm sure the Forest. And to a roadside there explicitly. So therefore, even though in falling he was an onus, should have gone up in the first place on a roof which did not have a parapet. We're here today about a default roof, a generic roof. There are days, I guess. Sheish lo ma'ake, which has a parapet. So if the ruach shein mitzuyah, the non-prevalent wind came and uprooted the parapet, or kromi al ma'akev, he uprooted him above the parapet and dashed him to the ground. Havi onas gomer, it's an absolute onas. Udina vade chay gav na gam b'rabaseh b'shulchan yodu l'zeh. And it's possible that even the author of the shulchan will agree to this. V'evshel gam b'rambis, we can't even the Rambam will hold his way to have a kamakav yishmaim, it's like a blow at the hand of heaven. And the human being is not responsible. So, I don't think that would be true in secular law. In secular law, you'd be liable no matter what. But that's a very big chiddush. I don't know, actually. But that's a very big chiddush to say you're potter if you had a maker. Okay. But it's an option to suggest. Test. Zeshes by the road, poskim, onas gomer. Potter, that which is according to most poskim, onas gomer. Potter is zel dafka, she's a block. I want it to be your damage down the tent. How she's scandalizing, but if you had a mind to be mazing, ab onas gomer, even if it's an absolute onas, chai v'sham, you have to pay. Because she's near daf, such as somebody who was being pursued and is in mortal peril. She was against the Shimon Mariga, who breaks other people's vessels in order to get out of being killed. So there's no difference. If the owner's gomer had a kavana, he'd be chayev. Yud ain chilik bechol zeh ben shehizik b'amto shel chaver or God makes a difference if you damage your friend's animal, or killed it, or shiver Caleb, or broke his Caleb, or cut up a gutter, or ripped his clothing, or cut its knees up, or uprooted his saplings. And also, you damage your friend's body. But if you, the only difference is if you damage his body deliberately, then you have the five payments, the Fenezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes, which was the Simon Tovchav. You have Kamashi's buyer, the Chai Ben Meshay, Ben Mezah, Ben Bonias, all that which you explained. Chai, whether it was inadvertent or deliberate, or whether it was compelled. Zel Dafka Shizik, which is in this like this, if you damage in the jurisdiction of the person who was damaged. You went into his domain without his license and you damaged him. But if it's in the Mazik's Rishus, in his jurisdiction, or a joint jurisdiction. Jurisdiction belongs to neither of them. They're both there with authorization or both without authorization. And then if they damage each other, they're liable. Who's Kuzev is that if they became damaged to each other, they didn't do the damage actively but passively, between them they're exempt. One has authorization. One doesn't have authorization. The person who's authorized to be there is part of his exempt. The person not authorized to be there, chayv, he's the one who's liable. So, Rambam, you're not chayv if you damage your own jurisdiction, unless you did it deliberately. Inadvertently, because commanded certainly by you're compelled, you're part of. It's also true they're both there with authorization or both there without authorization. This is what the Ram writes. When is it everything chayiv? If it's the domain of the person who's damaged. He's only chayiv to pay if he deliberately was damaged. Abishkogev did it inadvertently or bonus or was compelled, part of his exempt. So the same thing is true. They're both authorized to be there. But neither of them is authorized to be there. So one of them damaged the property of his friend without intent. Part is exempt. Somebody damages his friend intentionally. Everywhere he's chayv in five payments of nezek tzar ripu shevis boshes. Even if you enter your friend's domain without his authorization, fiziko ba'abayis, and the ba'abayis damage you, you weren't supposed to be there. But ba'abayis damage you, chayev, it's still chayev. Sheyesh lo b'shus lo tzio, Rabbis has authorization to kick you out, but not to damage you. I mean, who's like Zesh Nichas Barbais? But if the person who came in without authorization was damaged by impacting with the Barbais, I don't know if impact is the right word, but anyway, I read Barbais, part of the Barbais, but he didn't do the mice as an explicit act of that, as an act of hezek. The Barbais was above, the Barbais was damaged by him, chayev, then the person was there without authorization, it's chayev, nation nechshol b'shus, because it came without authorization. Hashem b'shus, both of them were there with authorization, Hashem b'shus, both there without authorization, b'shus, they were damaging each other, Hashem b'shus, they both exempt, akal shara. It's clear that according to Rambam, anything other than the jurisdiction of the person who's damaged, only chayv if you're deliberately damaged. Rashi and other great authorities, it's not like that. So they hold that which Chazal exempted you if you're damaged, if you're both there with authorization or both there without authorization, that's only by hezek which occurred, a damage occurred on its own. Such as where the damaging party stood in place, and the person was damaged, or his animals, or his vessels, stumbled against him. Collided with him. Be damaged with his hands. Whether he had the damage or not, chayv is liable. People just amazing, even in the domain of the person doing the damaging. Imrak yodabo, just knows of the existence of the other person there, that he's in the domain. Hadin Kane, this is halacha. Zeksh's name is Shus. It's as if they're both there with authorization. All that he's in your Shus, ain't no chayv. Elohim came with Kamazik. You only chayv if you had a mind deliberately to damage. Shus and Nizak Olam chayv, and in the Shus of the Nizak, the person being damaged, Olam chayv always liable. Actually, the cloud, even if you know it all, I feel honest, even if it's compelled, much less have no. The Rishus of Shon Nizak, that the domain of the person being damaged, Sarkhayam Mishmo be Yoiser. Person has to be even more meticulous in safeguarding. Zemru Adam Mudlam, that they said, Adam is always responsible for whatever happens. Yud Gimel. Umani Kroshtem Rishus, what's called both being authorized, called Mishkot and Shutim, such as a yard which belongs to partners. Oshinosan Babas Rishus, namely Khazer. They have a third party who is Babas who gave both them permission to enter his yard. Oshanisak Nasa Rishus Lamazi Khazer, or the person being damaged gave permission to the person who did the damaging to enter his yard. A Mazik Lenizak, or vice versa. The Mazik gave permission to Nizak. Khain Shishname Hoch Bishus Rahim, also they both going in a public thoroughfare. Oba Simter an alleyway, Mikoshname Rishus is called both them authorized. The Lushname Rishus Lalok, they both have permission to walk there. They're running in a public thoroughfare or in an alley. Let's go both of them without authorization. Person has no right to run in a place where the masses are walking. I'm not sure that's true nowadays. In a place where the masses don't walk, you're going beside a biko, such as in a field or in a valley. Mikrei b'shus, open area. Mikrei b'shus, gam b'shus, it's called authorized, even they're running, because you can run there on many pedestrians. The practice says nearly, that's his own opinion. Okay, I'm not saying when people jog in public, maybe they're not supposed to jog on the sidewalk, I don't know. Chen chatzah shen shosh name, it's yard which does not belong to either of them, ba'al chatzah l'osan l'am b'shus, and the owner of the yard did not give them authorization, mikrei shel b'shus, called without b'shus. But he gave one person authorization, the other not to another. The realization of some reshus. That's it for the person to whom he gave the authorization. It's like a field. All these things are in the jurisdiction of the person who's damaged. I was just imagining him as the person who's doing the damaging. But you exempt Achi Skavanazig until he has in mind to actually deliberately damage when she's barred. I can show as will be clarified. But see, Vav Kosav and the Sivav writes, Koma, Koma, Shir, Masaka, a place where he damages, Chav Hashem, you have to pay, Bimish, Shusrav, Bimish, Shusanitak, whether it's the jurisdiction, the domain of the masses, or the domain of the person who's being damaged. Mafil, Shusamasik, and even in the domain of the person who's doing the damaging, Mechnisabo, Nisak, Mamono, Shobishus, Viziko, Nizak brought in property without authorization of the owner, Viziko, and then the owner damaged it. Lo shemu v'lo shemamono, doesn't matter with his body or with his own property. Chayav Hashem, he has to pay. Then he says, "Rishus Latzio." It's true he has permission to boot him out and boot out his property. However, ain't Rishus Latzio. There's no permission to damage him. Dafkam Zikam amazing. Obviously, he did it deliberately. Zikam Shoyi did it inadvertently. Potter Babayis and Babayis is Potter. And the Ba'abayis was damaged by the person who came in, even inadvertently, the person who came in is liable, since he came without authorization. Only the Ba'abayis does not know that he came in. But if he saw him come in, if he's damaged by the person who came in, even the guy who came without authorization, but he was noticed, Potter is exempt. I kind of showed him. Tesvav. The Steve Zionicus of a huge name, but just they both had authorization. Shame, so just neither of them had authorization. Wuskus, then they were damaging each other. Ben Beguf and Ben Monum, whether in their body or their monetary property. Im loyal do Zembe, Zeb, Zeb, they didn't know about each other being there, but turned their exempt. I mean, Rose, Zeb, according to what we just said, if they saw each other, Abish Lokim, even though they did not have it in mind. Chayim, they're liable. So therefore, two people were running and was just a rabbin. Oshoyim Malchim, or they're walking Buzku Ze Beze, and they're damaging each other. Peturin, they're exempt. Hiziku Ze Eze, if they damage each other, Chayovin, they are, in other words, they did deliberately as opposed to, pactively as opposed to passively. Chayovin, they're liable, Akan Lashono. Tezai really follows on Tezvav, but it's long, so I guess we'll nevertheless leave it for tomorrow.